That one just gets me in the mood. Welcome to Fun Friday here on KPCW 91.9 and 88.1 FM. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jan Williams. Good morning.
And welcome to Fun Friday, the place to find out what is fun going on here and around town. And we have a power-packed show for you today. What is it? It's a Silly Sarah Cindy Show.
That's right, the Silly Sarah Cindy Show.
So we have three different guests from three different walks of life here. The Silly Market Girls, we want to welcome our newest sponsor to Fun Friday. Yippee!
Thank you.
The Park Silly Sunday Market, and they will be in talking about this, equipped with an actual chicken. So they must listen to the show, because my two favorite things to yell out at an improv show are cheese and fried chicken.
And Scott Baio.
Which still is funny to me. And then we have the Silly Girls coming in to talk about what's going on. I believe we premiere the Silly Market this Sunday.
But
they will tell us all about that. Sarah Klingstein and... is Joan coming in with her?
Sure.
I think so. And now they're the treble makers, and they are going to get into some treble or trouble this weekend. Trouble with Tribbles. That was a bad Star Trek episode, if you remember that little furry thing.
Oh, yes. Episode 32C.
Anyway, the treble makers will be talking about their fun show going on this weekend. And Cindy Bywater, KPCW's very own, will be stopping by the studio to let us in on a little secret here at KPCW, although it has been on every other show this week, except for we've decided at the end of the week we'll bring Cindy in to talk about the Utah Broadcasters Club.
Yes.
So that is
KPCW.
Today's show in a nutshell, and we will be getting to some stupid criminals that I have found and some other interesting internet news that you did not hear recently on NPR.
Right. And some fun facts.
I've got a really silly fun fact of summer for the girls as they come in. But what was the first one? You haven't seen the movie, and I haven't seen the movie, but this one just struck me as the worst reason for a divorce. The stupid...
Now, think about that a second.
Think about
what
this.
Would be the worst reason or the silliest reason?
Apparently, according to a 31-year-old Japanese married couple, his wife flipped out on him because he was not enthralled by the movie Frozen.
Enthralled.
So she wants a divorce because if you can't understand what makes a movie great, well, then there's something wrong with you as a human being. That is the direct quote from his wife, who is now, I guess, his divorcee, based on Frozen, the movie. And so, of course, the article goes on to say, okay, let's hear all the let it go jokes, because that's one of the most popular songs from this musical.
Let it go.
Let it go. So apparently he's going to let her go, and or she's going to let him go is what it seems like, because he can't really get into the movie Frozen, which I now have to go see. But it is the number one selling Disney film soundtrack of all times, and it's been on the charts forever.
That surprises me.
No, it is crazy how popular this thing is. And I was talking to somebody at the restaurant the other day, and they had taken a road trip and made the CD that they wrote on this road trip was Frozen. Well, the little girl hadn't seen the movie, but now can sing the entire Frozen soundtrack back to them. And the parents are so happy about that, really.
Well, there you go. Be careful. I celebrate the entire catalog.
Exactly. So I found that humorous, and it's definitely a reason to get divorced, is if you don't appreciate good Disney filming.
There you go. Maybe that's why date night is so popular, because you can kind of set the stage right there about what movie you're going to see.
Exactly. If I take her to Frozen and I just don't understand the appreciation of the movie, then
that date's over.
This Japanese girl's not going to marry me either.
Nope, not the one for you. So here was the big exciting news I found.
Okay, good.
What'd you got? I'm so excited about this.
You're smiling, which
is
good.
It's the summer transit schedule.
Oh, yes.
Yay, it opens today.
Welcome to the new summer
silly.
Well, you can take the bus to the Silly Market, and the hours have expanded. Is that correct?
Yes. So you can go online to, where did we find it? We went to, now I lost my
Park name. ParkCityTransit.org is where we went.
And we printed this out.
We printed out the schedule.
Extended hours.
And then we needed a translator for the schedule that we printed out.
Yeah. But pick a color, take the bus.
Pick a color.
For all the things that we will be chit-chatting about this summer, you can take the bus to most of them, if not all of them.
I think you can take them all. I mean, if there's anything that's going on here in Park City, or even the Salt Lake one, we found out that the Salt Lake Connect bus, it's pretty cool. You can leave at like 6:10 in the morning in Salt Lake and get up here by 7:30.
That's pretty good.
And that's from transit center to transit center.
So you can even go to Salt Lake.
And there's stops along the way.
And there's stuff going on there too.
Yeah, or the other way around. I think the first one leaves at like 6:20 our time up here in Park City.
You did some homework.
I did, because I read this chart and then I had to reread it and then I brought in an expert to tell me how it actually works. And I can leave. I can sleep in, I think, for the first bus until 7:54 in the morning. I can leave Kimball Junction and get down to Salt Lake City by, I want to say, 8:20.
That's pretty good. And you could take a transit when you get down there.
So I'm really happy about that, and soon to throw out there.
Check it out. Try it. But we always push take the bus. So I thought I would announce that the summer bus schedule is out, and that's very exciting. ParkCityTransit.org is where we found all this information that you can try and figure out and decipher. And it's color-coded.
Yes.
I live in a color-coded world now.
It's a Skittle world, and you're just eating your way through it.
That's right. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
So you can have the Skittles.
Today's show brought to you by Lemon Bundt Cake.
Oh, yeah. Delightful.
Very zesty.
It's delightful.
Very light.
The Park City Farmers Market is going on. And let's see. That is Wednesday.
That was the first one last week. I saw the green van.
Okay. Where you see the green van, that's the goods right there.
It's
noon until 6. And that's over at Canyons in the parking lot. So stop by. So don't forget that. That's Wednesday. All these summer things, now you got to get in the habit.
Are kicking in.
Yeah, got to get in the habit of going to all of them. And the big one for the summer that everybody loves, let's face it, is the Silly Market. So I think we'll thank some underwriters.
We're going to thank some people.
Let's get some
And then we're going to get the chicken in here just to see what the chicken
the
has
chicken
to say.
Doesn't have anything to say.
Go to Facebook, Fun Friday, KVCW, see the pictures of the chicken. All right, and be a fan. We'll be back in just a moment.
River Horse on Main is a proud supporter of KPCW. River Horse on Main has been serving dinner nightly since 1987. Open nightly for dinner with live entertainment each evening. RiverHorseParkCity.com, 435-649-3536.
Well, that went by fast. Wow. And thanks to everybody. Oh, so we have all kinds of shapes and sizes of Silly Market teams today. We'll just welcome them all. Welcome, everybody. There you go.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Say hi.
Now, is this your youngest Silly Market volunteer?
Yes, it's Grayson.
And how old are you, Grayson?
5.
And your superhero costume?
You're super G today.
You're looking pretty super. You're super Silly Market guy, right? Do you go to these? Do they take you to these crazy silly markets?
Or do you run them? Are you the head of all that is silly?
I help them a lot, but you just don't want them. They just don't want me to get hurt.
There you go.
It's all about safety with
it
silly.
Is about
what
safety.
Do you like about the silly market, Grayson?
I like doing all the things. Kids like going in the bouncy houses and getting banana ice cream.
Ice cream too? Nice.
Going into the bouncy houses a lot.
The bouncy houses is your favorite?
Where do you get the pretzels?
Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And dancing.
From the Bloody Mary.
Oh, you get pretzels from the Bloody Mary bar. You're such a good superhero.
Right on. So it's fun for kids, too. We talk about adults coming up for the day, but kids get to do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of stuff for kids.
Lots of art, featured artists, lots of kids' activities. A lot of our nonprofits do kids' activities, which is really fun. Speaking of the nonprofits, this weekend we have the AARP of Utah coming.
That's it.
And Miss Globe, Park City Community Church, National MS Society, and the Utah Clean Energy. We're excited.
Excellent.
And, this first Sunday is exciting. It opens up the summer. We're all excited to see everybody.
Yes.
We're so excited.
That's the fun
part. We're launching mimosas this year. We're very excited about that. We have fresh cut flowers in the farmer's market.
Great.
So how long has Silly Market been going on?
8 years. This is the eighth year.
And,
this is the eighth year.
You're not even eight. It's older than you. So welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the farmer's market. Is it up the street here?
Yes, the post office area.
Right by the post office?
Yep, and we're going to have Red Bicycle Bread actually doing pizzas on Lower Main Street this year. And actually, Volker is going to have a booth on Lower Main Street, too, doing his pastries and breads, too. So there's a lot of switch-ups, really great vendors this year. We're so excited. We've got the Yoga Kula project coming, doing some yoga in the morning.
Nice. What time does it start, or what are the activities?
Silly Fun starts at 10.
10 a.m.
We've got a lot of great breakfast foods this Sundays.
This
we've got the Biscuit Barn coming.
The Biscuit Barn.
I like
really
biscuit
funky.
Barn.
Dottie's Biscuit Barn. Dottie's Biscuit Barn. So the mornings are going to be really great with breakfast. Bring your newspaper, enjoy, get some coffee, and
take the bus.
Yeah, take the bus, ride your bike.
That's a big theme for us.
Fly in like a superhero. We're excited. Cole Sport is doing our free bike valet.
I like that.
Last year we had an average of 500 bikers every Sunday. So
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we're doing a lot of new things, you know, like our co-mingling, recycling this year.
And you're still a zero waste shot is what you're going for? Which is great.
Absolutely.
Last year we had 153,000 people, and only 24 bags were sent to the landfill.
That is amazing. Say that again, because that is a fun fact for today's show.
153,000 people, and only 24 bags of trash went to the landfill.
Woohoo!
And the pigs in Camas are very fat because we feed the pigs. All of our food
scraps,
the slop, go to the pigs in Camas. So we've got some pretty fat pigs out there in Camas. And then this year's recycling will be all commingled, which is the Summit County initiative. So paper, plastic, aluminum, all in one bag this year. Glass, of course, still stays separate. We have to take that to recycle ourselves. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We're getting rid of 21 trash cans on the street just by doing the commingled. So
that's great.
And educating the public on, you know, ultimately. Summit County is one of our big sponsors this year to try to make sure we're continually educating the public.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, and Smith Food and Drug is actually our farmer's market sponsor this year. So we're really excited to have them at the market throughout the year, throughout the season here, doing like featured chef things and farmer's market and tastings.
Helping
and this Sunday we have Deer Valley.
At the Bloody Mary Bar.
Yep. And this weekend we have Deer Valley coming. To do their featured chef.
To do their featured chef.
Yeah.
Is
yummy.
Zane coming down or Jody? Who's coming from Deer Valley? Do we know? Or
just
mystery chef?
It's Jody.
It'll be mystery chef.
Yes, the mystery chef.
I think Jody usually comes.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
mix
she does a great job. She does a great job. And our bands for opening weekend, Jake Johnson and Patois. So we're really excited.
Great fun.
Wow.
You know, local.
Little sunscreen, good walking shoes.
Yep.
Some water,
and by the way, this year.
We have this year, water on the street.
Yep, free water. And this year we are launching a lot of merchandise for the Silly Market.
Okay.
So we have water bottles and
swaggy
Bloody
things.
Mary t-shirts and, you know,
little
winter, spring.
Onesies.
Everything.
Lots of takeaway items.
Silly babies.
Yes.
and 5-year-olds.
And 5-year-olds that are trying to get into the onesie. That's really just, that's hysterical onto itself.
Okay, 8-year-olds too? Okay, everybody can go, can't they?
Any kid.
So each week there's something going on different each week. So pick a week or two or three or all of them. So just because you go to one doesn't mean you've gone to them all. They're all a little bit different. So you want to get people out there each week differently.
Right. Yeah. And our vendors switch out.
Yeah. They do have different times.
Oh, every weekend.
Yeah. That's what makes it
different
interesting.
Vendors.
So you can't, I just want to say, you can't go just
yeah,
once.
And we're getting a lot of vendors that are from out of state, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
great. So that's been really nice.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of vendors will come the weekend before the Kimball Arts Festival, do the Arts Festival, and then the weekend after. So it kind of mixes it up. And we get a lot of good, you know, vendors in town staying overnight for several nights.
Have you had some that have been here all 8 years that are like just
absolutely
diehard silly
absolutely
vendors?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, last year we had our 100th day of Silly Market.
Yep.
And
wow.
There was quite a few vendors that have celebrated with us all 100 days.
All 100.
Mark from Spencer's
on.
Grill, he had a huge party.
He always has his own party.
In his own tent.
Nice.
You know, he was handing out 100 t-shirts. He gave away 100 free meals. He did a ton of stuff. So, yeah, he's one of many. But that was one that sticks out just because he had a really good time last year with it. And so this will be our 8th season. So we'll be into probably about 120 you know, markets this summer alone.
Wow.
So it's very exciting.
Oh, there's a chicken behind us.
And there's
oh,
a yeah. chicken.
And the chicken is now
cue
making.
The chicken.
And cue the chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah.
We'll be having Jamaican jerk chicken at the market this year, so that's why we brought her
oh,
along.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to grill her as a chicken?
Family is, Patois family is coming and doing Jamaican
awesome.
Food
oh,
this
yummy.
Year.
Welcome the chicken.
You know, they cook, they
you
sing, they it. Dance. They're a great family. Great local family.
Yeah. It's all good fun. So everyone's now. Do you still need more volunteers?
Oh yes.
Okay,
we
that's
would
a
absolutely,
yes.
absolutely love some more volunteers.
Okay, because it takes a lot of people every Sunday to pull
it
this
does.
Off.
It does. It takes probably about 30 volunteers just every Sunday. We've got two shifts. We've got free swag. They get free lunch.
They get
free
to
drink.
Dress up in costume.
They get
right?
to dress up in costume. We have a complete costume closet. They can dip into. And get as silly as they want. We also have, it's going to be a point system this year, so you can actually earn more swag. And with those points, if you dress up, that'll get you additional points.
More
the more
points.
Sundays you work gets you additional points. Double shifts get you additional points. So
oh, those are tough points.
Bribe.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And if they want to volunteer, they call you or go to the website?
They can call us. It's 435-901-9722.
Okay.
They can talk to Beth Fratkin, who's
our very
our
own
your
Beth.
Very own KPCW Beth Fratkin. Or they can go to www.parksillysundaymarket.com, apply, volunteers, or just show up.
Just
we will not at all turn you away.
And
we
the,
will feed you, drink you, have a great time, you.
Yes.
Please come down.
Time, you.
There you go. If there's vendors out there that want to join in, do you have
room?
Some space on some of these weeks left for a new vendor, Mr. Chicken?
We do. They can apply online also.
Okay.
ParkSillySundayMarket.com. We're sold out on the weekend of 4th of July, July
okay, great.
6th. But other than that, we'll take applications all summer.
All right, so go to the website.
Yes.
And have some silly fun.
Yes.
Great. And then we have recurring guests. You'll be back throughout the summer to let us know what's going on and how it's going.
Yeah, we'll get you all the new and hot updates that are
there
coming
up. There
you go. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Next weekend's Father's Day. Bring your father.
Okay.
Grandfather.
Bring your dad to the market.
Yeah.
Some male role figure in your life. Drag them down. Just love to have them.
Just bring them.
Just bring them.
And the kids.
All
there's
these
something
guys hang, you know, tied and dragging them to the market. I don't know that that's really the visual you
all
need.
Right. No, but the first one is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
And the hours again are
10 to 5.
10 to 5. So
yes.
Show up at 10, not 9.
Show up at 10. Bring your mat. Get your yoga on. And then from there, enjoy the day. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous this weekend.
Fabulous. Well,
absolutely
thanks for
gorgeous.
Coming in, everybody.
Should we give
crew?
Them a fun fact? For
We need a fun fact.
Okay, hey, can we give you one fun fact?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yes.
I already the trash thing was pretty fun.
Park Silly Sunday Market.
Not for profit,
just for fun.
Woo-hoo. Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah, right, we're really catchy. Okay, go ahead. Now you can
well, you had the whole ad team working on that one. That was nice.
Yeah, good luck back in that one.
That was a good one. So this one I thought was right up your alley. The frequency of a cricket's chirps fluctuates with the temperature in the summertime. And if you count a cricket's chirps for 15 seconds and then add the number 37, you will get the approximate temperature outside.
That is
silly.
That seemed like a silly fact.
In case you had nothing to do
out.
Tonight,
I am
there
going
go.
To go and count.
Yeah, go count cricket chirps for 15 seconds.
And then say that 5 times
and then say it 5 times fast.
Yeah,
cricket chirps for 15 seconds, and plus the number 37.
It's 37.
I don't even know why 37 works, but apparently it brings you right to the degree temperature outside.
That's why others do math, and we let them.
There's no math on Fun Fridays.
No.
Hey, thank you guys for being silly and being a sponsor of the show, and we will definitely be talking to you all summer long. So thanks again for stopping by and bringing the chicken.
Thank you.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
Tickets are on sale now for the Summit County Fair Demolition Derby. The sellout event promises to be a smash hit and careens into the fairgrounds August 2nd with nonstop edge-of-your-seat derby excitement. It's all happening at the Summit County Fair in Colville, just 17 minutes from Kimball Junction. For more information, visit summitcountyfair.org. Having a good time since 1909, the Summit County Fair is a nonprofit organization.
that's going to be some fun.
That
also
is just silliness in a nutshell, and I'm
in
so glad
eggshell.
Those girls were in an eggshell. But thanks, we'll be here all week.
Two shows on Saturday. Try the veal.
Yes, try the veal. Tip your waiters and waitresses.
Yes. And where's the couple celebrating their 90th anniversary? Oh, they're divorced.
Yeah, so that was the other one in the divorce case. I looked at the oldest divorced couple. Apparently, this guy, 98 years old, and his spring chicken wife of like 92, had been married for 60 years. And
60
he
years.
Is cleaning out a closet and finds these love letters from the 1940s that his wife, or I guess he'd been married longer than that because they were married in the 40s, and she had been holding on this letter affair with somebody during the 1940s. He found it and filed for divorce based on the grounds that she was cheating
on
him.
They couldn't just ride it out. Couldn't ride it out.
You know.
No.
He was trying to go sow some wild oats at 98, I guess. I don't know. So it was.
That's an amazing
story. That was a big one.
That's a big story.
There was a couple other ones. The French couple. They were all over the world. I don't know where I found this website, but
it's
on the internet. It's got to be true.
At 90, I'm sorry. I feel bad for them. You can't just ride it out. Sorry, still love you. Okay,
I don't know.
Let's go have pudding.
Ooh, pudding.
Yeah, pudding. Okay.
That's a real reason to stay together, right? Pudding.
She makes good pudding.
She's a good pudding maker. I'm going to stick with her.
You can't find that anywhere. Here's something you can't find anywhere, and I like this, and I've seen it before. The Commemorative Air Force Air Base, Arizona, is flying its World War II bomber.
The big one.
The B-25J. Made in the Shade. It's in Heber City.
Right here in Heber. And I think they're doing some kind of plane ride thing
for
certain
people. Yeah,
you can
do that. So
you can get on. Is it on the bomber? Do you get to get on the bomber?
Yeah, you could take a ride. So arriving on June 9th at noon. Go check this out. I'm telling you. It's amazing. And a little scary. And it's a little amazing. This plane actually can fly. And you can check out the arrival. And then they encourage everybody of all ages to go check it out. You can fly with them. There's tours you can, let's see, Monday through, just go on the 9th at noon, and then you can check out this complicated schedule, but you can take a ride. I'm telling you, this World War II bomber is amazing, and it's in Heber, so 20 minutes, you're there, check it out. It's fascinating.
And I mean, it's amazing that it's still flying.
And amazing that it ever flew to begin with. Have you seen this thing?
I'm looking at it right now. Its maximum takeoff weight is 488,000 pounds.
That's amazing.
Its fuel is 317,000 pounds of fuel.
That's
it kicks
crazy.
Up to 632 miles per hour, and it can hit 47,700 feet above sea level.
Yeah. So go to the airport.
Check it
out. If you
don't
know where the airport is in Heber, just take 40 and go straight through Heber and turn right, and you'll see it.
Wow.
That's that easy. It's crazy. Anyway, it was fascinating. So, okay. Oh, what do we have? Oh, and if you're out in Heber, you can go on a Thursday because now on Thursday that will open their season for the market and concert in the park.
So they combine both a concert and market.
Yeah, it's the farmer's market
on
and the
Thursdays.
Concerts. It's Thursday.
So if you miss the one here on Wednesday or you get the punch card here from Fun Friday.
You could do both.
You can do both.
You don't have to pick one. You could do it all.
That's our plan.
So there, let's see, concert, farmer's market opens at 4.
Yes.
And the concerts are at 6:30.
Is that the 12th? Is that when it starts, or the 19th?
Uh-huh. Let's see, it starts.
Because the 19th is the one that starts out at New Park. I know that one.
Yeah, and the 18th is the Wednesday night concerts at Deer Valley. So the 18th on Wednesday nights, KPCW will be broadcasting the concerts, but you can go up to Deer Valley also.
You can just hang out there
just
start getting your lawn seats available on the 11th so that you can wait till the
18th. Yeah, there you go.
Camp out.
Yep, it starts on the Thursday.
Deer Valley wouldn't really be happy with that.
No.
Just hanging out in the park for a week.
A week? If you just keep moving your car around, they won't know.
They won't even know.
That car's been here a week.
Why is that guy tent all set up in the middle of our van show?
Got his little radio on KPCW.
He's
listening.
Just
waiting.
Well, Fun Friday said we could do it. I've got a note here.
I'll write you a note, but it doesn't mean anything. So that's just more stuff that is going on in Heber. Also in Heber, it's Day on the Farm. Now, this is Canyon. Canyon View Farm is the farm on River Road, and it starts at 10 o'clock, and it's June 7th, which would be Saturday, and you can experience a day on the farm at Canyon View. And they have pizza, ice cream, petting zoo, bouncy house, Bouncy House, big hit with the kids. We just heard that. So that'll be
that
fun.
Was the first thing that Super G came up with, was that it was a bouncy house.
Love it.
You know, so that's going to be a fun thing on the weekends.
So on Saturday, you can check that out. And if you don't know where this thing is, you take 40, you turn right on River Road, and just keep going. You'll see it. It's so easy to find stuff in Heber. You just go straight and eventually
take a left or a right.
Well, go to River Road, which is the stoplight. The first stoplight you come to, you turn right, and it will just take you there.
It
you don't even know where you go.
Take you there.
You'll just end up
and
at
there's
the
signage,
farm.
Right, for us idiots that are
there
looking for signs.
There is. Yeah. Here's you can't miss it. It's a big cheese farm. You can't miss it. You'll see it. Plus, you'll see the bouncy houses. That's Saturday from 10 to 2.
This Saturday,
so
10 to 2 in Heber or Midway.
Come on over to the neighborhood.
Come on, check it out.
Stop by. Have some lemonade and things like that.
Hey, we have a caller calling in to Fun Friday. Who's this?
Hey, it's Christy from the Egyptian Theater.
Christy, what are you doing?
I'm calling to give away some tickets to stand-up comedy.
So you want to give away tickets to some comedians? Who are the comedians?
It's Emily Galati and Danny Villapando.
Cool.
You might say, I've never heard of them, which is great, which means you've never heard their set either. So highly recommended.
It's new to you.
It's new to you.
Because music, when you hear it and you've heard it over and over again, you're like, oh, I love this song. But comedy, when you hear it again, you're like, yeah, I know that joke.
Well, these ones you don't know. They're brand new. They're new to Utah, and they're right here.
They're
free for our next Fun Friday caller. Well, thanks, Christy. We'll get their names, and we'll bring them over to you at the Egyptian box office.
Perfect. So give away
two pairs.
Come either Friday or Saturday.
Friday or Saturday. We will get those out to some lucky fansters during the show.
Thank you.
And we thank you for giving us a call.
All right.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Fun Friday.
Thanks.
It is always a good Fun Friday. Every Friday is a Fun Friday.
We gotta love it.
The week starts on Friday. That's
for us,
a great
it does.
Thing, so
I just I sleep all the way up until the week to really get prepared.
Yeah, I've
for
shifted
Friday.
My calendar and I put Friday at the
at
beginning
first,
of my week,
and then
it ends on Friday.
Okay,
so it's a good time.
We might have somebody calling in right now to get some free tickets to the comedy at the Egyptian. Who's this? You're on Fun Friday.
Sharon Christensen.
Hi, Sharon. You want to go laugh this weekend?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, we're going to give your name. Your tickets will be at the Egyptian box office. Do you want to go Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday night is taken, so we've got the next caller on the air. They get to go on. Thank you so much, and thanks for being a fan of Fun Friday, and have some fun this weekend. Laugh at our new comedians. Or new to Utah, I guess.
Okay. New to you.
New
Thank
to you.
You
All
much.
Right. Awesome. And then our next caller, I think they hung up.
Oh, they thought I didn't get up.
Okay, call back because you were just calling. 655-8255, the number to call for some free tickets for Friday night we still have. Or Saturday.
No, it's Friday or Saturday.
Well,
you get to pick one.
Oh, you get to pick. So I was thinking that one was
one for Friday, one for Saturday. Let's do that.
Well, we just gave Sharon the
Saturday.
So Friday night. Who's date night, Friday night?
Don't take a date to the movies.
Why not?
Nuh-uh.
But not Frozen, at least.
It's going to be your first date. Oh, yeah, this date's over.
This is over.
No. Uh-uh.
Give us a call sometime during the show, 655-8255. But we've got more fun things to do.
I'm going to sneak this one in. Average White Band.
Where
Average
are they?
Average White Band at the Egyptian on the 12th. Average White Band.
So next Thursday.
Next week. Yeah, next week. Average White Band. So there you go. You got to go.
And you got to go to be here on Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. How you doing?
Our Kathy?
Great.
Our Kathy?
No.
Okay, good.
The other R. Kathy. Which Kathy is this?
She can be our Kathy.
There's a lot of Kathys out there.
But you are
our winning Kathy. Kathy, what's your last name?
It's Khan.
All right. And do you want to go Friday or Saturday to this lovely endeavor?
This weekend or next?
It would be this weekend. We got
tonight,
comedy
tomorrow.
Going on tonight and tomorrow. What are you doing tonight? You want to go tonight?
Tonight.
There you go.
You win.
That is the winning answer. Oh, we didn't even have to ask a question. We got a winning answer.
Yeah, we're getting
Kathy,
really slack
good.
Here on the Fun Friday show of how to give things away.
No, it's backwards.
Well, it's backwards.
I'm busy on Saturday. Everyone should come to the Arts Kids fundraiser.
Oh,
so tell us about that.
When is that?
It is tomorrow, Saturday night at 6 o'clock. I think you just go to artskids.org, and it should give you all the information.
Okay.
Perfect.
Let's do that. Fabulous. See, some more Fun Friday facts are coming in rather than going out. See? And we have a ticket winner.
People are listening to the show and trying to trump my fun facts. Well, thank you, Kathy. Have fun tonight. Laugh and enjoy the comedy at the Egyptian tonight on Fun Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for being a fan.
That is big fun. There you go. There's all sorts of things going on and more. So yeah. kpcw.org if you need any and all or more of this information, because it's all listed. And any other interesting reasons to get a divorce? Have we covered them all?
I'll keep looking. Those were the two top ones. But we got more guests in just a moment. So right after these underwriters, stay tuned.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6, with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
KPCW and TED are supported by Emerald Data Solutions, whose BoardDocs web applications help governing bodies operate more effectively here in Park City and throughout North America. BoardDocs services streamline processes used to create and manage board packets, access information, and conduct meetings. BoardDocs.com.
When the .com comes on, you know that's your game. So thank you to all of our sponsors and underwriters. It is greatly appreciated.
And so. And we have a surprise guest here today.
A surprise?
So she surprised me. Shelley Jennings has stopped by the studio, who I'm so excited about because I get to work with her every year in the Follies. But she, are you the founder of the Troublemakers? Are you the...
No, I'm just the flunky that conducts them.
She's just the conductor.
Ann Collette is the founder of this wonderful... wonderful group of women.
Awesome. And we have two wonderful women, Sarah and Shelley, right here in the studio for Fun Friday. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Fun to be here.
So tell us what's going on with the Troublemakers.
We have a concert, our very first concert this weekend, Sunday at the Swanner Eco Center at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. About 45 or 50 minutes of music, followed by a lovely reception. Hopefully on the deck if it's a beautiful afternoon.
It's supposed to be, yes.
And we might be able to see the little baby foxes, the kits, and we certainly will see the little chicks from the Sandhill Cranes. So it's kind of like dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show.
Nice.
Animal entertainment.
Yeah. Yep.
Concert is free.
Okay.
And any donations anyone wants to give would be to the Swanner Eco Center.
Okay. What time does it start?
Hosting us. 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Free concert in the Swanner Park. How can you pass it up? And both of you ladies I've gotten to work with and just amazing talents here. And you have to see for free.
Song and dance?
Song and dance.
Actually, John, we've tried the dance. The and dance. Not working so
not
well.
Not working? I saw some posts on Facebook, actually.
We have explored that possibility.
We decided to go with our strength.
Which was not
Which
dancing.
Is singing.
Well, here's the problem.
Okay.
In all honesty and candor. See, we rehearse at my house. I have a room. It's the dining room,
yep.
The rehearsal hall, and a concert hall.
All at the same time.
But there isn't enough room to move. And so Peg Tan has tried heartily to help us learn how to move a little bit. And God love her heart, she just doesn't give up on us. But we've kind of flunked.
We've kind of given up on ourselves.
The Peg Tan choreography.
But next year.
There's always next year.
You sound like a Cubs fan. There's always next year.
Not for
play ball.
Oh, man.
Maybe you need to incorporate the chairs in your act.
The chair dancing.
How about rolling chairs?
Ooh.
We could
there you go. We've got it.
John, you and I
right
have danced with the rolling chair.
I have rolled around on stage with you. So,
John.
Is that posted on YouTube also?
It is, actually.
Earmuffs, school's out, honey.
That's right. The kids are out. I must addend my Fun Friday shows.
Is it out? They at least got a little more time there in school.
No,
we're
the
good.
Teachers are in till I think about noon today, and then they hit our patio and stuff.
How many singers do you have in this group?
We are a group of 16.
Nice.
That's a huge group.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Originally, I had thought perhaps we could deal with 11 or 12 being bottom heavy because, of course, the higher voices carry more. But what we have found out is that this is Park City. Did you know that?
I did.
People travel. And so in order for us to be able to be mobile and go out as Ann Collette had originally thought. That was the idea, to be a little more flexible, to go places where there were no was no accompaniment. If we've got two or three people missing, then if you've only got 11 or 12, you're out of luck. Mm-hmm. So this allows us that flexibility to be able to go out and perform if we're missing two or three people. Not that we hope that happens, but it does.
It does.
That's
everywhere.
It's just the nature of mm-hmm. this wonderful community in which we live.
Will you be at full strength this Sunday, all
we
16
will
of you?
We will indeed.
And for the medley that you've put together, where does the songs come from? Where the inspiration is? Everybody kind of put their favorites in a pot and pull out a name, or how does that work?
Well, Shelly mostly selects our music.
Shelly,
you know how she is.
Nice.
And but we.
It's her dining
okay,
room.
Please do not kill each other here in the studio.
It's your dining room.
I thought
room.
It was
you
a safe
to pick
place
the music.
To say that.
Yeah. It's safe because we're in public and
to
she
everyone,
can't hurt you.
That's right. But we talked. We talked when we got together about the kind of music that we like to sing.
Okay.
And so we sing a variety. We sing some American standards, American songbook pieces, some madrigal, some a little bit of pop.
Broadway.
Yeah.
So it's a nice mix. It's the Shelley Jennings head mix there. Uh-huh. Whenever she comes up with, makes you sing.
The thing about Shelley, as you know well, is her musical talent and her ability to hear. I think that she goes to the music store and she opens a piece of music and she hears all four parts immediately in her head.
Oh, yeah.
And so she is a really great judge of quality arranging. Interesting, creative arrangements of the pieces. I'm trying to redeem myself.
Oh, you're doing well.
Yeah, good. But it's true. It's really true. So the pieces she comes back with, the arrangements are just delicious. They're just gorgeous and so makes them so much fun and so interesting to sing. And sometimes when you're singing them, you just kind of get lost in the sound. The sound that we're
I've gotten
together.
Lost in many a song when Shelley has been.
I can attest to that.
But she always seems to pull me back.
You usually find your way home.
I do find my way home.
I didn't mean lost in that way.
Yeah, I did, and I know. And have done it. And
I want to clarify that because we want a good turnout.
No, you'll be fine. This is definitely a real singing group. And who came up with the idea Troublemakers? That's a hysterical title for you guys.
Our founder.
Oh, yes?
Ann Collette. Mm-hmm. Ann. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Ann, for
but
that.
But I want to go back to something that Sarah was mentioning earlier, and that is and you were alluding to this as well. We were talking about you and I working together.
Right.
When you and I work together, there's a piano there.
Yes.
It's an entirely different animal if you're singing a cappella.
Wow.
And I'm not sure that our listeners understand that what that means is there is no accompaniment. They're in a piano there. They're in a guitar there. They're in even...
Do you use a pitch
in.
Horn or you just...
Well, it's called a pitch pipe, John.
Okay, that one too?
It's
a horn for me. I got a
pipe. And so it's a lot, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, it's a lot like being on trapeze and working without a net.
Wow.
There is nobody to catch you.
Mm-mm.
And so you just... What you do is you learn to trust the gal singing next to you and your own knowledge of what you're doing, which is why we work so hard and so long to get this repertoire as good as we can get it.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say that. As one of four in my section, I know that I need to hear what they're saying, but I can't wait for them, and they can't wait for me.
Well,
so
right.
You have to plunge, you know,
trust each other and go.
And as you're listening in this sort of split second way, you're checking yourself constantly. But then you also have to listen to the other parts because you have to make sure that you're blending, you know, harmonically with them.
See, it's complicated, and people sit there and they listen to it and go, wow, this is great, but it's complicated.
It is.
But
so
that's the way it needs to be, Jan.
Yes. But it doesn't sound that way, but when you're sitting there enjoying it, and then you go, oh, there's a lot of pieces to this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So go check it out.
And it's fun, and it's free. It's this
free.
Sunday. If you haven't heard,
at
and
4
it's
o'clock.
It's Park City Original, right? Well, you guys are all mm-hmm. from up here, is that right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you travel around the state and do this? You just stay here?
No, we go out to the Junction.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's as far as they need
limit.
To go.
We would go to Summit Park if you were invited.
Actually, we're going to go over to Elk Meadows Saturday morning and
you're branching
for the
out.
Okay.
Look out.
Yep.
And we're going up to Stein Erickson Lodge.
There you go. You are branching out.
Sunday morning, Sunday noon, the Silver Queen Derby. It's it's our second time singing for them. And we've sung for a lot of nonprofit groups and other kind of public spaces. So we do want people to know that we're going to be taking the summer off, but we do. We'll start up with our Christmas music in the fall. And so we are available for events.
There you go.
Yes.
Parties.
Yes. Throwing it out there.
Go to our Facebook page. We're going to be Treble Makers.
Nothing makes a party like the Treble Makers. Yeah.
It says party.
He laughs.
I'm not laughing. I can't wait for my next big birthday, and I'll just bring you girls in. I'm telling you, an acapella group, that's really going to, mm-hmm. I'm going to, yeah.
All women, John.
It's all ladies. Women. That sounds right.
No,
I got a 1 in 16 chance, right? Those are much better odds than
Jelly.
I'm used to.
Do you want to hear a little bit of trivia, or are we out
yes,
of town?
Yes, we got tons of time. What do you got?
Of the 16 women, with me, it's 17.
Okay.
We have 4 duples in names.
No way.
We have 2 Nancys, 2 Anns, 2 Janets, and 2 Chellys.
How crazy does that get in rehearsal? Are they all the same, like, pitch range, or are they...
No, okay. We're spread sections. All across. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that weird?
That's
that
awesome.
That is a good Fun Friday fact.
See?
I can bring Fun Friday facts, too.
And you could bring that up on other Fridays. It's, you know, not exclusive to today.
just today.
If you're lacking a Fun Friday fact in July or August, go ahead.
Just throw that out there.
Yep. Because the Christmas show will be coming.
Well, we want all our fansters to go check out this show. So come see the Troublemakers this Sunday at the Swanner Eco Center.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. And come out and you get a dinner and a show, or not dinner and a show, songs and a show. There's probably
some
food
wildlife,
somewhere.
Definite refreshments.
It's food for thought, really. It's food for the soul.
Serving it up. Yikes.
Just go listen to these girls.
You
They're amazing.
Trouble.
I am trouble.
That would be Treble.
Yes.
Treble
with
makers. The
T's.
Thanks, kids.
Thank you for coming by
Fun
Thanks.
Friday.
See you then.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts from Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital and part of the Intermountain Healthcare System. Park City Medical Center is proud to be consistently recognized as having some of the most engaged employees in the country. Little wonder, considering we offer all employees a pension plan, 401k, excellent insurance, and of course, year-round employment. We are currently recruiting nurses, registrars, housekeepers, kitchen staff, and more. Visit parkcitymedicalcenter.org to find your dream job.
Oh, I've got the dream job right here.
Yes?
Co-host of Fun Friday. They have dream jobs at the hospital. Sure, you can get a real job
Or you can be here on Fun Friday and just think it's a real
job. Yeah, there you go.
Is this reality? Who knows?
It's dreamy. It's our reality.
In the finishing of our Silly Sarah Cindy.
Silly Sarah Cindy Show.
Cindy Show.
Wow.
We now have Cindy. Yeah, you made it into the top of the hour with Silly Sarah Cindy Show.
Nice.
That's what we named our show today.
I feel honored.
Yeah, and we are honored to have you here.
Thank you. First of all, can I say thanks? Because yesterday we had a lovely DJ barbecue
appreciation barbecue,
and we had a great turnout, and it was a huge effort, but the volunteers give so much, so it was great to get everybody together and then kind of meet each other. I think it had a good time, so thank you for working so hard for that.
Yeah, that was really terrific. I mean, great food, great fun, great people.
We had Larry flipping burgers. That was the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Larry, our fearless leader on the grill. Flipping
and we
hamburgers.
Kept him busy.
The whole time. And I'm watching him as a restaurant guy, and I'm looking at his line piling up. I'm like, you gotta flip that burger. You gotta move this. And I just step back and watch the whole thing happen.
It unfolds. So thanks. It was a nice little party.
Yeah, it was really nice. So I'm here today, to chat about a new initiative that we're doing.
Right here at KPCW?
Right here at KPCW. Yeah, I know that you called it the Utah Broadcasters Club, which I was so, enthralled about.
But it's really just KPCW.
It really is just KPCW.
But I was thinking outside the box.
Yeah, you always think outside the box, John, and we appreciate that. So KPCW is really looking to reinvest in our community. We've got to stay ahead of the game here. There's a lot of new broadcasting technology. We've got to get in front of our listeners in ways that, that their, their iPhones, all of these technological advances. We want to go out and improve our content improve our news broadcasting, improve our digital access, as well as improve our broadcasting, you know, capabilities, you know, in all of the Wasatch back. And the only way to do that is to actually get people to invest in KPCW. I know that, you know, over the years, many people have, you know, they look upon KPCW as a utility. They donate freely to other nonprofits in the area, which is absolutely great because we've got terrific, terrific causes and initiatives throughout Summit County. But KPCW is a nonprofit too. And we have to, you know, raise substantial dollars. We have to really be forward thinking. So what we have come up with is a great broadcasters club. We're launching a broadcasters club, which is you know, people that are invested in the KPCW to ensure a future for KPCW and local broadcasting in our community. So it's really cool. Membership in the club starts at $1,000 or more.
Okay.
And seems reasonable.
That's a silver
yeah,
one?
Yeah, and that's a silver one. So you have Broadcasters Club. The membership starts at $1,000 for a silver membership. The gold membership starts at $5,000. And the platinum membership starts at $10,000. And you can do that on a monthly installment.
Gotcha.
But basically, we're looking for an annual gift. And we've got some really generous people in the community who have already stepped up to the plate. You know, we've got Mark J. Fisher, who is our one platinum level. Our gold level right now is Jeff and Leslie Edison, Jill Johnson, and Bob and Susan Richer. And we've got a lot of silver memberships. So we're really excited. And we're asking people, you know, to, you know, jump on board, become a founding member. There are some great benefits. You know, you'll be getting on-air recognition. We'll have a donor wall here in the KPCW studios. We'll also be doing some broadcaster technical gear, really cool looking stuff. And then we'll have a prepaid benefit card for the pledge drive.
I like that.
Yeah.
I saw that on the website. What exactly does that mean?
You know, when people, you know, a lot of our donors contribute to us during pledge drive. And they're committed to that. And they like getting their goodies and they like having a selection and all of that. So what we figured we'll do is offer a prepaid benefit card that they can use at their discretion during pledge drive. So if you donate $1,000 a year to us, you're not going to have to re-donate during pledge drive. You know, we'll have a portion of that amount that you can actually, you know,
Get a premium
that you want. And we'll also give you advance notice to what those premiums might be and things like that. So, yeah, so it's all good. And then also one of the benefits we'll be doing is we'll be having exclusive outings for those Broadcasters Club members. So there'll be ski days, biking days, golf outings, and then some, you know, smaller, intimate social affairs and picnics and just really fun stuff. So
you want to be part of the club.
You want to be part of the club. And also, you know, being a part of the club really is an investment in the community because KPCW is such an integral part of this community and a critical link that, you know, if you care about the community, if you care about KPCW, if you want to see KPCW forever anchored to this community.
And
you
excel.
Know, yeah, give us a call.
And you can't stay on top of the news if you can't stay on top of the actual station.
You know,
you got to stay on top of yourself.
And we've been doing great. I mean, you know, KPCW is not in any danger, but we've been doing great, but we've been really operating under the same business model for the past 30 some odd years. So we need to take that to the next level. And, you know, this is a great way to do that. You know, our pledge drives and everything that our fundraising and underwriting brings in right now meets all of our operating costs, but we need to, you know, be more forward thinking and really get ahead of it.
That sounds right.
Exactly.
And so we came up with this KPCW Broadcasting Club.
Yeah.
You can be a member.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
And the best thing is you can, you know, hit it at whatever level and then spread it out throughout the year.
Exactly.
And you can do your donations right when tax time comes up.
Exactly.
You got something to write out.
You're planning out each quarter, which is probably good for some organizations.
We can accommodate, you know, any requests. So, yeah.
Okay.
And if people want more information, they can call me, Cindy, at 435-513-2929. Or they can speak with Larry or I here at the office. 649-9004 or on the website.
Everybody knows that. No.
And what's your extension and Larry's extension?
My extension's 305. Larry, I do not know.
I think it's 304, isn't it?
Sure, let's try that. Yep. Let's go with 304. Yeah. 304. Somebody will answer.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody will answer. We'll get you to the right person for sure.
And let's sneak in the party, the Back Alley Bash.
Back Alley Bash, June 27th.
Sneak
be
peek.
There or be square. Yeah. It's going to be a beach party.
It is.
Yeah,
right downtown.
Come in your finest beach attire.
And there'll be music, there'll be food, all the benefits from the food and beverage goes to KPCW. Your very own KPCW, so come out and support that.
And starts at 5?
Five to nine.
We'll talk more about that as we get closer.
Town
that's the 27th.
I don't want everybody to pencil that in.
Put that on your calendar.
Save the date.
That's the thing. That's what we are. We got to save
pencil
the
it
date.
In. Just didn't catch on. Like, save the date.
Yes.
So, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
okay, we'll get lots of calls.
Appreciate it.
So we'll thank this underwriter.
And then we'll come back with some idiot criminals. So stay tuned.
Vinto is a proud sponsor of KPCW. Vinto offers wood-fired pizza and seasonal Italian cooking for lunch and dinner. Nestled at the bottom of Lower Main Street, Vinto is open year-round and now offers a summer menu with new seasonal appetizers, salads, sandwiches, pasta, pizza, and cocktails. More at vinto.com or 615-9990.
All these numbers, 649-9004. Give Cindy a call and say hi. Okay, so what are these zany criminals?
Okay, so
what are this week
we have no shortage of idiots, and we have the time to talk about them. I've got these two guys that have decided to take on a fireplace with 41 rounds of ammunition into their fireplace. This was something to do.
They
shot the fireplace. So at 6:30 in the morning, what else are you going to do with 41 rounds of ammunition of armor-piercing bullets? Well, why not just shoot your fireplace? You have Stephen Givens of 25 and Matt Henderson of 37 who decided they really didn't want their fireplace. I think they just were looking for a place to unload their weapons, and they chose their fireplace.
But I got to give them points for that.
The neighbors decided they didn't like the sound too much and sent the police out there, so they were both charged with felony reckless conduct. And it was one guy was like, well, he was just shooting it, so I put at least 10 rounds into that fireplace. So
those are mine.
I guess
these
fireplace deserved
mine.
It, right? It was,
yeah.
There's the smoking gun. So here we go. We've got a man threatens his neighbor over a bike riding lesson. This idiot in Minnesota, you know, he's in Minnesota. He decides to threaten his neighbor with a shotgun over the way in which the neighbor was teaching their own 7-year-old daughter on how to ride a bike. All right. Gary Drake, 61, yelled a tip from his driveway to tell his neighbor, hey, you should do this. And the neighbor just yelled back, okay, I've got this one, right? Well, not taking his advice was not the best thing. So Drake goes back into his house and pulls out a shotgun to reinforce his point of he knows better
he knows
way
how.
To
yeah.
teach somebody how to ride the bike. Well, after yelling, I'm going to kill you, and his wife came out, kind of took the shotgun away from him, the Twin City police decided to show up. And he has now been released on bail, but they have checked his guns into
the thing. Prize.
But this guy, I want to say this guy wins the cake.
Okay.
This gentleman, Manuel Montano, hit a traffic camera, okay, and drove off with it. This is in Marysville, California. They have these traffic things where there's a camera and it shoots you if you roll through a police sign or you roll a red light or something, or you're going too fast, and then they issue you a ticket in the mail. Well, he slammed into the traffic camera pole, and rather than, you know, leaving the scene of the accident, he decided to pick up this camera, throw it in the back of his truck, and take off with it. So taking off with this pole, it flipped over to the back of his vehicle, and he just sped off. Actually, didn't stop at the next traffic light and then turn the corner. He was caught with in his friend's house trying to bury the traffic camera.
He tried to bury it?
He tried to get rid of it.
This gets better.
So this
and
guy,
it's all on tape.
It's all exactly. The whole video thing was rolling the whole time. Anyway, he got run with hit and run collision traffic and grand theft. We want to thank our sponsors, Foothill Oriental Regs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, Utah Olympic Park, Park Silly Sunday Market. Also thanks to San Francisco Design and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services of Utah Properties.
Fabulous.
Thank you. I like that story. That was a good one.
I'm going to go check YouTube.
Hey, have a great weekend. Get out and have some fun. If you listen to the show, there's many, many options.
Thank you.
And check out the First Silly Market.
All right. This is KPCW Park City. Thanks for listening.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, ParkCityNursery.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.